I've got so much to cover today. Mark Zuckerberg apparently thinks he's me. Mark Zuckerberg gone full on camo. We'll get to this a bit later, but Mark Zuckerberg has gone full on camo. And he's gone to hunting wild boar with a bow and arrow in Hawaii. Sounds like a pretty good time. Of course, he's getting made fun of as being, you know, strange and way out there. You know, people do bow hunt in this country, boys and girls. And I realize that those that live in Manhattan and San Francisco and Los Angeles don't understand this. But hunting for millions of people is a great way to get outside, put meat on the table without having it have be filled with chemicals and preservatives and everything else. Anyhow, we'll talk about Mark Zuckerberg. He's gone full-on camo, become a bow hunter and a spear chucker. I mean, he's throwing these spears in this video from a couple of days ago. At any rate, we'll talk about that, too. I want to get back to the people dying because of illegal drugs coming over the border. It is at epidemic levels. And FBI Director Christopher Wray, testifying on Capitol Hill Thursday, called it for what it is, an epidemic of illegal deadly drugs because of a failed border policy. It is bite number 6, and I want you to hear from Christopher Wray because it's important for this to be clear. Here it is.
Suffice to say that I totally agree that the drug issues related to the border are extremely significant, that fentanyl, the problem with fentanyl coming into this country from elsewhere, including from the southwest border, is something that I think can fairly be described as an epidemic.
Yeah, an epidemic. There it is. And Christopher Wray's not the only one, of course, concerned about what's happening at the southern border. Many of us are. Democrat Henry Cuellar he's a congressman from a border district in Texas. He has been screaming and waving the red flag. Yesterday, he took time to hammer the hapless and clueless Joe Scarborough and explain in clear terms how misguided the former congressman is and how misguided his network is on the border crisis. I mean, come on, people. Stop living in denial. Stop blaming Donald Trump for everything that went wrong. This is the Biden border crisis, and even Democrats like Henry Cuellar can figure it out. Bite 7, here it is.
Look, everybody talks about people coming in, but if you have 100 people, most immigration judges are going to deny 88% of them and only 12%. So why are we letting 100% of the people in when only 12% should be getting a bienvenidos into the United States or whatever language? Because as you know, there's over 150 countries that are represented by people coming in, and there's an increase of people from Cuba, Venezuela, Haiti, and Africa, and other places, because you're realizing that at the southern part of the United States, whether it's land or sea, as your story gave a few minutes ago, all they have to do is bring a child, and they're going to be released into the United States. What a deal for them.
And, of course, Joe Scarborough just stands there slack-jawed because there's nothing you can say to that. Fact is fact. This is Joe Biden's disaster. It's America's disaster right now. Could be 2 million people coming over the southern border this year. 2 million. We stand here and do what? Let's revisit, shall we, the most incredible answer by a major political figure in America in, well, years. Your borders are and her refusal to go to the U.S.-Mexico border. I mean, this is just from a couple of days ago. Again, I go back to this because this basically sums up the entire policy of the Biden administration, which is no policy at all. Bite number 8, roll it, please.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Yeah, and as soon as they start swimming across the Atlantic to come into New York City, then that'll be a concern, and you should go to Europe then. But until they start doing the backstroke across the pond, I guess it's probably not much of a concern. Have you ever heard a stranger answer in your life? Have you? Because I've never, it's just a strange answer. Here's somebody who certainly cannot think on their feet. Completely helpless in the moment. Completely helpless in the moment. This is a person that's one heartbeat away, and a pretty feeble heartbeat, I might add, from being president of the United States. Can you imagine? What's worse than Joe Biden being president? I think we've got an answer right there. Talk about, I mean, just frightening. Just frightening. I want to share something else with you here. We got so much to go through today. I want to go to bite number 9. Something completely different. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, that is, patronized by white liberal CNN anchors. But true to form, he is way too smart for these folks to fight. I know, I've talked to him many times. He is a rock star. Watch him dismember this fool. By the way, she is supporting the idea that Donalds, a black man, should not be allowed in the Congressional Black Caucus because he is a conservative, and he had the nerve to support Donald Trump as president. Listen to this mess.
First of all, whatever the president said in the past has nothing to do with this discussion at all. I think
well, you've defended
please
him.
Please don't cut me off. I have not cut you off in this interview. Please do not do that to me. Thank you. As a black man in America, I'm allowed to have my own thoughts on who I choose to support and who I choose not to support. I think that it's important, whether you're talking about the Congressional Black Caucus or the Florida State Legislative Black Caucus or the National Caucus of State Black Legislators, organizations I have been a part of in the past, my support of President Trump has been consistent. But at the same time, I've had the ability to advocate for issues, ideas, proposals, and funding that have helped the black community in my state. You're talking to somebody who my first 3 years in college was at Florida A&M and HBCU. So whether my support for President Trump, whether it's for or against, is irrelevant. That has nothing to do with this discussion. This is whether the ideology of somebody who is conservative is welcome in the Congressional Black Caucus. It's really that simple.
It really is that simple. Congressman Byron Donalds nailing CNN and their far left agenda to the wall for what it is. Garbage. Quick break, 25 after. Hey, let's go tubing after the break, shall we?